Hi, I'm Tina Spangler with TLC Barrels in Keystone Heights, Florida, and welcome to my audiobook. This is my final chapter of my audiobook, Chapter 12, The Secret Chapter. So as many of you know, TLC started in the early 90s, so my program is over 30 years. And what I've found over the years through training thousands of horses and riders and competing on my own at every level from futurity to pro rodeo, you learn so much from every horse and every rider. And just going to one clinic or one lesson or reading one book is never going to give you the full understanding of my coaching group. And so August of 2020, during the pandemic, I started the online virtual coaching group. And I had no idea. At the beginning, I asked a few of my friends, do you think even 5 or 10 people would join? And now over 300 have joined, 100 active members at all time. I do at least 40 video critiques a week. And many are in the group just to watch my training videos or to take part in the challenges or use the members only training videos. There's like 300 videos. So now I decided to add the audiobook, and I hope you guys take advantage of it. I know everybody's so busy, they don't have time to literally sit down and read a book, although I highly recommend it. Sit on your porch in the nice cool weather, listening to the horses and the dogs and the birds, and read a book. It's good for you. But if you're too busy, the audiobook, you can read it or listen to it while you're going down the road driving. You can listen to it while you're cooking dinner, doing laundry, or cleaning the barn, or even when you're riding. And you can also pick and choose. So if you're dealing with one specific area, you can listen to that part of that chapter on your way to an event, maybe mental game on the way to a barrel race, or maybe common mistakes and common solutions, you know, when you're TLC solutions, when you're in the barn or whatever. Just enjoy it. And I'm going to get started now with chapter 12, the secret chapter for the rider who wants to win at their personal best or 1D and is willing to work for it. This chapter is for you. Personally, I have always believed and told people that you should spend 20% of your time on the pattern and 80% of your time on getting your horse more supple and responsive from head to tail. The reason is if you only work on the pattern and not the body control and suppleness, you will start having pattern issues. This is a guarantee. Speed is the easiest thing to teach, and control is the hardest. Never put speed before control. It really takes knowing your horse, what works, what doesn't work, and working hard to get there. Top-level barrel racing requires lethal speed, natural rate, with a horse that has pinky-like control in the turns. If you want a horse that can fly, but still bend in the rib cage as you guide them in a turn. The biggest secret I will share with you to be a 1D is that you must have a horse that is a free runner who naturally wants to rate and only have 2 strides a rate, 1 before the barrel, 1 at the barrel, and 2 strides around the barrel, 1 stride from spot 1 to 2 in the hole, and 1 stride from spot 2 to 3 at your pivot spot. When you can do that, when you can get a horse that executes their sweet spot for their arc, and whether they're a push horse or a free runner, that they only take 2 strides of rate and only 2 strides around the barrel, that horse can be unbeatable. That horse has heart, they have speed, and they have athletic ability. I recommend, in order to get to that level with your horse, you do a bunch of TLC dry work and drills weekly. It can take months to perfect them. Don't expect to see results in just 1 week. It can take months. They will be a constant maintenance as well for the entire career of your performance. But it will be one of the reasons you stay in the 1D consistently. Think of your horse as your relationship with your horse, your connection to your horse. Is your horse spoiled? Do you let them run all over you? Are you super firm with them and force them to do everything? My personal training is in the middle. I want a want-to attitude in horses. I want to create it on a connection of love, trust, respect, so I can communicate with cues with them while connecting to their mind. Little details matter. Most riders will get the nose of a horse left and right, but they won't get vertical flexion, or they'll get their, or they won't get their body broke loose enough with movement. Face and rib cage control are the key to top level horses. Where do you begin? You begin by making it part of your riding every day, more than just long trotting or loping big circles or barrel pattern work. Those are as important, those parts, those are important conditioning and relaxing their mind and also building consistency through repetition on a horse. Those are very important, but suppleness and body control should be a huge part of your riding schedule every day. The result will be a horse that is soft and fluid. This will not just be face flexing for 5 minutes of every day. It's going to end up being 75% of your work session. And if you're an advanced horseman making an advanced horse, you'll understand this. Creating softness, you're going to ask very as softly as you can with leg and rein pressure, but release it the moment they try. Start with the lightest pressure you can and build up as needed. The key is the release. If they soften, give, immediately release. Always ask softly first and increase pressure as needed, and always release on a try. Some things to start with would be lateral flexion, small circles. Begin by walking in small circles about 5 feet around, or like 5 feet away from a barrel, or 10 foot odometer of a overall diameter of a barrel turn, or excuse me, of a circle. So a 10 foot circle, 5 to 10 foot. And in that circle, tip your horse's nose to the inside. And as you're doing it, you're going to try to feel the shoulder and the rib cage stay up and out, and the hip stay in and the pivot foot under, all while using your legs and your feet to keep your horse moving forward and around in that circle and allowing you to keep their nose to the inside. A horse wants to escape pressure. It won't take long for the horse to figure out if they walk forward in the circle and keep their face tipped in, you're going to stop bumping and pressuring them and let them walk out of that circle. Never pull or use a solid hold on a horse. That will just make them lean on you or stiffen up worse. So quick bumps are important. When the horse softens, you'll let them walk out of the circle on a loose rein and whoa. Wait a minute, and then you'll go the other way and repeat the circle exercise the other direction. As soon as they feel soft, let them walk out, relax, and repeat the other way. You can spend about 20 minutes 5 days a week on this exercise. Remember, you must use give and take pressure with your inside rein and inside leg, and you may need some outside leg and some clucking for impulsion as well to keep that forward motion as needed. Make your idea the horse's idea, which is walking in a small circle with their face staying laterally flexed to the inside without any rein pressure. Vertical flexion will be your next goal. Walk in a straight line, ask the horse to vertically flex by sitting deep, applying both hands with rein pressure, and squeeze with both legs. They need to do 4 things during this. They need to break in the pole, which is giving their face vertically. They also need to shorten their stride. They need to shift their weight to their hindquarters, and that will lift their top line around their back. When you feel all 4 things, even if it's just for 1 second, you'll release. And then you're going to build on that over time. Eventually, you'll feel all 4 things and you'll be able to go 5 seconds, 15, 20 seconds. It could take 90 days to get to this collection point at a walk, sit, jog, and lope. And you may have to spend at least 10 minutes a day on this. The next thing is getting a horse's body broke loose. You're going to start with the shoulder and the rib cage control. Begin by walking forward first, and then start two-tracking with your leg by the front cinch for shoulder control. You're going to use your left hand and left leg with weight in your right stirrup to get the nose left and the shoulder to go right with some vertical flexion too. So if a horse is lazy, you'll just want to use your left cues to go right. But if your horse is real forward, you may have to bridle them up vertically as well as two-track laterally. And then you'll switch your cues to the right when you want to do two-tracking to the left. So you'll use right hand and leg to get nose to the right, shoulder going left, and you'll have your weight in your left stirrup. You want to move at least 5 feet over to tracking, kind of like walking invisible pole bending. And then you can also add walking 10-foot circles with nose in, shoulder out. I have a 3-circle drill that's really good. 10-foot circle lateral bend, nose in, shoulder out. And then 1-circle counter bending, nose out, shoulder in. And then 1-circle vertical flexing, head down. So if you have a lazy horse, that one's going to be harder in a circle. But definitely do the lateral and the counter bend, because it's kind of like Pilates for ponies, right? It gets them really supple. Every ride should begin with 5 to 10 minutes of walking. The first 5 minutes, you can just be on a loose rein and let them warm up a little. But then start doing some face flexing, some two tracking. So you could spend 10, 15 minutes just walking straight lines and circles, getting a soft, responsive horse with just doing those 3 drills. Lateral flexion, small circles, vertical flexion, and the 3-circle drill. All of those can be helpful. Remember to ask softly and build up until the desire of softness is achieved that you're looking for. Do not move to a sit jog or post trot until it's perfect at a walk, and it could take many rides. In the beginning, you will over-exaggerate your cues to train, and you'll refine them as they become more advanced. If your horse feels heavy on your hand or leg, try quicker bumps, or you can bump them with balance rein too. Sometimes a balance rein with a direct rein and leg also can get that little bit more collection and flexion that you desire. And again, you can spend 10 minutes a day on this. Hip and hind end control. Begin at a standstill. You'll face flex your horse laterally, like a 1-rein stop, and then you'll put that left leg in the back cinch and ask them to disengage their hindquarters. And you'll do this like you would teach a colt, a 1-rein stop and disengage their hindquarters around doing one complete 360 with the hind end going around the front end, not walking forward. And then for more advanced, you'll keep the face straight and then just move the hip in a step. And that would be great if you were going to a barrel and you had to push the hip in. Your horse should move away from your leg in the back cinch. So you can work on that as well. And it could take 30 days to get good at this at a standstill and a walk. You may have to use scissor legs as well to push the hip in. So it's kind of like setting them up for a left lead departure or a right lead departure. You walk in a straight line. You get nose and shoulder first. So if I want right lead, I'm going to get right nose. And I'm going to use my right hand to get their nose. I'm going to use my right leg to push the shoulder out. And then I'm going to use my left leg in the back cinch to push the hip in. And you can actually get your horse walking with their hip in on your circle or your straight line. And then you do the opposite to go the other way for left lead. Left hand, get the nose. Left leg to push the shoulder rib out. Right leg in the back cinch to push the hip in. So hip control is very important as well. Backing a few steps every ride gets more control of your horse vertical pole and also their top line and hindquarters. Be sure to use 2 hands, your seat and legs with give and take pressure while clucking for 1 step at a time. You may start with just 2 steps and you may build up to 9 steps. And then after you can back 9 steps straight and light, try backing circles with nose in, shoulder out, hip in, and having pole control. Use your legs and your reins for this exercise with give and take pressure. The hip should stay in and the shoulder should stay out. And you use your voice for clucking, your body for impulsion, and your hands and legs give and take. Have a nice whoa on your horse. I teach a horse to whoa on a loose rein by sitting deep, exhaling, having my rein hand down by their wither. And I take my legs off and say, whoa. If they stop, I just rest and pet them. I think of like a reining horse whoa, sitting, putting that hand down and getting that big butt-dragging whoa. But if they don't, then I'm going to go ahead and pick up my reins and add my legs and clucking and back them up a couple steps. So they have a choice. Stop on a loose rein and get rest and pet, or don't stop and work on our backing. I want my horses to whoa and rate off my seat and my voice. Working circles and then asking your horse for a loose rein whoa is the best way to teach it, because they're looking for the stop. They're looking for the rest. So oftentimes, if they're not wanting to whoa at a walk or a trot doing circles, lope a few circles and they'll be begging for you to say whoa. And when they give that big whoa, just stop and pet them. I mean, let them rest and pet them. Rollbacks. Rollbacks are so important. I like to teach my rollback to follow their nose as they roll over their hocks. 360s are important too. The difference with a rollback and a 360 or a spin like a reining horse, a rollback, they're going to elevate the front end and come across their front end over their hocks. A 360, a spin, they're more going to stay level with their head, neck, wither, all that's going to stay level. And their front feet are going to cross over each other and the back feet are going to stay planted. There's not as much elevation, but it's a quick crossover, front feet around. The back hardly move and the front feet are making the big crossover. So both of these are really important though, but starting with one step at a time is important. You'll use rein pressure as you sit back. So if I want to roll back left, I'll use maybe an inch, move my hand maybe back and up an inch to the left with direct rein. And then I'll use that much neck rein, an inch up and back. So if I'm two hands, it's direct neck. If I'm one hand, I just bring my reins across the wither an inch across and back. And then I use the outside leg. So in this case, I want to roll back left. So I'm using right leg by the front cinch. For each step they take, I release. If I feel them walk forward, I just bump them back onto their hindquarters again. As soon as you feel elevation, ask for the crossover. And repeat until they'll continue to cross over and roll back without walking forward of it. The weight should stay on the hind end. They should follow their nose and front feet should go around the back as they roll over the hocks. I can walk or trot out of this roll back and then maybe I'll do another circle or a straight line and then I'll do my roll back the other direction. When I'm getting a loose rein whoa and an elevated roll back both ways, I will stop, pet, and rest them. Now for the secret tips. Secret tips to live by. Respect without fear is what you want. Ask as easy as possible, but as firm as necessary. Lateral flexion will come oftentimes before vertical flexion. Always reward the slightest try. Repetition, consistency, and removing pressure with praise and rest is how a horse learns. Trouble comes from lack of body control and suppleness. Always quit on a try and with a horse that is calmer than what you began with. Set your horse up for success and yes answers. Whatever you do, be sure you and your horse cannot get hurt. Never release pressure until you get the right feel or correct answer. 2 + 2 has to equal 4 every time. True collection is when the horse gives you the whole body and their mind. Make the wrong thing difficult and the right thing easy. Body control comes through suppleness. Over-exaggerate what you teach. Refine it as you go faster. Horsemanship is just timing and feel. And without body control, you have nothing. You must learn in a competitive run or a ride to be in the moment. When a horse is rating too much or turning too soon, your instinct is to look at the space they are taking away from you, such as looking at the barrel or down their neck, and that's just going to make it worse. So you have to retrain your natural instinct to look at your outside tracks. Look at spot 1, 2, and 3. Maintain your position. Smooch, kick, put your reins hands low and forward, and that will help you have that proper form around the barrel to give you a snappy turn. The same goes for a horse that's overrunning a barrel. You must be quick in your reflex to sit deep and say whoa, and maybe do a two-hand bump for them to rate. And look where you want them to go, not where they're going. Look at the inside tracks if you must around the barrel where spots 1, 2, and 3 are at for your turn. There is a seasoning process with young horses. You must give a young horse time to learn and relax hauling. Like I said, tying around the trailer, riding them around, seeing things, hearing the PA system, the music and such. You must not expect the same performance in the beginning at shows as you get at home. Your horse will work better at home than events in the beginning, so be patient with them. Build their confidence by staying calm and warm up like you ride at home, as consistency can help them relax. This may be old hat for you, but it is not to them. You can even haul another calm horse, an older horse, to haul with and tie with, and that can teach them how to act and let them know that things are okay. Offer water often to a young horse, new to hauling, and teach them that it's okay to drink on the road as well. Preparing to rodeo on a 1D jackpot horse. Know your horse and take the time it takes to do whatever they need to succeed. This may mean getting to rodeos earlier to let your horse feel the ground or see the arena or to fill the arena. This may mean that you need to watch how the first riders handle the pin. If there are a lot of down barrels or overrunning, see what's causing it, and it may be caused by the angle to the barrel, ground conditions, or distractions in the stands. Help your horse to not have that same problem. If you have a good horse, do not waste them at every $20, $30 jackpot in town. You need to save them for the big added money super shows or rodeos that pay good. Horses are only going to have so many runs in them before they start to break down. You want to respect the horse you have and not use them up. You got to know how to warm up at a show or a rodeo to win. Does your horse get nervous near other horses that are nervous or near the arena? Is it better to stand and relax before your turn or to walk circles? Know your horse, keep a log, write everything down in your journal, what's working, what's not, and keep it all the same when it is. If something goes wrong, you can always ask yourself, what changed? Vacation time is loved and needed by you, and your horses need it too. Sometimes a week or two off just to be a horse, to heal physically or mentally, is important for them to come back mentally fresh. Do not underestimate time off for any barrel horse, young or old. So that kind of sums up chapter 12. I hope you found some good tips in there to help you become a better horseman and help your horse become a better performance horse. But nothing replaces that connection that you have with a horse. And that's why Ride with Heart is such an important motto for my business. I would like to thank all my regular sponsors that have supported me over the years for my clinics. I don't do that anymore. It's just something I kind of got away from. You know, I would get product from people and discounts from people, but I did appreciate them when I had them. For those of you that the glossary of terms may not understand some of the things I said today, rate means to slow down or collect before a barrel or for a smaller circle. Your pocket or your spot represents the place you want to ride to, the right amount of space for your horse to get around the barrel or the pole for the most fluid or snappiest way. Most of you know by now, a 4D or 5D event is handicapped. It has the fastest time and then usually a half second out, 1 second out, sometimes 1.5 seconds out, and then 2 seconds out. It allows money and prizes to go to every putty, not just the fastest. So it's kind of handicapped. It allows new riders or new horses or even slower horses a chance to win. And therefore, it increases the number of entries that show up for events and added money instead of the old days when only the fastest horses would win. A two-hand bump means to use both reins. A one-hand bump means to use your inside rein only. A bump and a release of rein pressure is used on horses that might be free running and that need to know that it's time to slow down, collect, or rate before a circle or a turn, so that they can be correct and tight and snappy. Transitions are off your seat, and that would be going from an extended stride where they lengthen their stride, like when you leave a barrel, or going faster at a trot or a lope, where they have a longer stride. A collection to collect their stride to rate or slow down would be to shorten the horse's stride. And you'd want to have a stride collected to turn a barrel tight or to slow down. So as you go through my book, there's a bunch of exercises in the online coaching group. There's diagrams for the figure eights, the big and small circles, the TLC loops, the 10 drills that I talked about in earlier chapters the D pattern, the up down exercise, transition drill, the barrel pattern training for barrel TLC. There's spirals and pole bending, the D pattern. Let's see what else. There's single barrel, big and small circles, hind quarter turns. There's all lefts, all rights. There's the figure eights with the snap. There's the inline barrels. There's the funnel barrels. There's a sample of the journal or chapter. There's the in and outs. So all of these photos are in the group, and you can draw them. And I have you draw them in my book. That way you retain them better. Some are drawn for you. Some I make you draw. And the reason why is I feel like when you write something down, you retain it longer. So I want everyone to understand why this book was written. My goal when I started TLC in the early 90s was to help riders and horses have better relationships with their between them with love, trust, respect, and communication of cues. I love seeing team building, goals met, personal bests, and dreams coming true with my clients. In over 30 years, I've been blessed to help thousands of riders. While I realize that many people learn from watching or doing, some can learn from reading and giving it a try, or listening and giving it a try. This book allows me to share my ideas and my techniques. It can also serve as a teaching or training manual for existing clients of TLC. For new people, I hope this book is educational and gives you something to add to your training or competition program. I believe if you attend my clinics or lessons or join my Facebook virtual coaching group, you can pick up at least 1 to 3 new things to add to your training program or for your competition. This book is meant to be read one time fully and then go back in it as at stages of what you're personally working on or where you might be with a certain horse and just work with that chapter that you might just need that chapter. Remember, no one knows your horse better than you. It is your responsibility to research and give 100% to your horse's care, training, nutrition, and choosing the equine professionals that you work with. Your gut instinct or heart will lead you to the best decisions for your horse. My personal comments are, I've heard people call horses tools for a competition goal or junk. I have seen them sell one to move up to a better horse for higher level competition. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be sure you find, I don't like them calling them a tool for competition or junk, but to sell a horse to move on to a higher level competition, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you find them a loving home or even a better fit. I've always said I love horses first and barrel racing second. I fall in love with my horses. They're like my children. I feel it's my responsibility to care and train for them my best way possible. All of my horses, Callie, Cash, Buddy, Belle, Maggie, Briscoe, Sister, and Rocky, have stayed with me all of their lives until they pass away. I have no intention of selling any of them. I do feel like I owe them for all the great years they gave me of riding and competition to have a safe and happy retirement and a peaceful passing. I pray God is willing and that I can always do that for them. So thank you guys for learning more about TLC Barrel Horse Training and me. My goal from the beginning with TLC, like I said, was to always help horses and riders have that better relationship. I do believe a horse should have a solid foundation to be a calm, confident horse so that you can take them on a relaxing trail ride or go do any event well. I like to have a horse broke loose from head to tail and to give or move away from the lightest pressure. An example of this would be if I rode some of my clients' horses, they might be very heavy in the face or they don't use their hind ends correctly. On a scale of 1 being the lightest and 10 being the heaviest, most are 8 to 10 laterally and vertically, which does not allow them to round their back and use their hindquarters. So if a horse is heavy in the face, they're not going to be soft in the body or collected. It's going to take time for a horse to become light, and it's a constant maintenance to keep them light after that. An example of how to teach a horse to be light, if you were to ask your horse, would be to apply pressure till they give, and then you release, and they will eventually get softer and softer. So you'll next be working on their body correctly with the same concept in mind. I hope this example gives you some idea of my training philosophy. I believe in building a relationship with a horse, like I mentioned, with love, trust, connection, and communication and cues. I do not believe in fear, pain, or intimidation training. I believe in making the wrong thing difficult, the right thing easy. I want my horse to enjoy learning and feel good about it, like a kid in school. Not skipping grades, but going at a pace that builds their confidence. All of this can be taught by using my horsemanship, timing, feel, and reward. I love teaching horse lovers and barrel racers my program. I do offer common sense solutions for common problems real people deal with in barrel racing and pole bending and just plain old everyday riding. Whether that would be shouldering and hitting barrels, overrunning barrels, alley issues, or just hyper spooky on the trail. I cannot promise you that you won't ever have a bad run again, but I can promise you that you will improve and you will know what you did wrong and how to fix it. There are many things that can help you win. Proper training and a healthy horse is a big part of it. I do thank my mother for getting me into horses as a child. It was her passion and has been mine since that time. There are a few things for me in life that can bring calm, pure joy, and make everything all right. And for me, it's being next to or on a horse. And of course, sometimes that rush, that need for speed, that adrenaline that all the timed event junkies have in common. Barrel racing is extremely addicting, but it's well worth the effort and the money spent when you do hear the announcers say the new time to beat or the winner is. If you have any questions or if I can help you in any way with your horse, please call me or message me. May the glory of God be with you and the power of prayer always. Be thankful always and grateful. Always ride with heart. And please remember TLC's motto of ride with heart. That means to put the horse first and how important heart and try is to give 100% inside and outside the arena. If you work hard and have heart and always keep learning, I promise you will succeed. If you go through my services and my accomplishments, you will see in the end of the book, page 73, that I do all day clinics away and home. I'm a full-time coach. I do lessons, private and group lessons. I've been professionally training since 92 and competing since 76. My Facebook virtual coaching group is been going for 3.5 years. I'm pretty much a mindset shifter and mental game coach. Slow motion training and competition video reviews with voiceover and improvements suggested is something I offer with a coaching app where I store all your videos for reviews and we can track your progress and set goals or do side-by-sides and compare one run to another. I am an author of 2 books, this training notebook that you're listening to now, and also my performance tracker, Barrel Racer Log. I love helping everyone if you do it for a fun hobby or if you want to win at the top pro level rodeo and super show. Some of the titles that I have earned on my personal horses over the 25 years of competition. In 94, I finished in the top 5 of the Novice Horse Program with Cali. In 95, I was a district champion in BHA2. And 1995, top 10 1D Colorado in BHA State Finals on Cali. In 97, I ended up Colorado year-end 2D champion. 97 CNL Winter Buckle Champion, and that was with Cali and Cash. In 98, I was the year-end champion with MBHA and top 5 1D title with Cali and Cash. 99, top 5 year-end district finalist, world qualifier from 94, again, 1D and 2D all the way from 95 to 2000. And then that was Cali and Cash. And then 2003 to 2010, 1D wins placing with up to 100 and to 250 entries on Belle, Maggie, Sister, and Briscoe. And Buddy was more 3D. Let's see, 2007, Novice Horse 1D Reserve Champion with Briscoe Tour Champions. 2000, let's see, 2009 Tour Champions Top 3 2D Derby Horse and Reserve Champion Futurity 1D. 2010 1D Derby Reserve Champion, 2D Open Reserve Champion, Tour Champions. And those were all with Briscoe and Sister mainly, a little bit of Belle and Maggie. 2014 NBHA 6, 2D Year-End Champion, Top 5, sorry, Top 5. 2011 to 2018 NBHA World Qualifier, 2018 NBHA 6 Senior 1D Champion, 2019 the 3D Open Champion, plus the 2019 1D Reserve Champion. And again, those were with Briscoe and Sister. Let's see here. Let's see. Winning and placing at other rodeos and NBHA jackpots. And some pro rodeos. Let's see what else. And then helping thousands of horses and riders with training, lessons, clinics, and virtual coaching. So that's basically my history. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, and this is the last page of the book, page 74. I've ridden horses my entire life. I started competing at Barrels and Poles at 8 years old, and I have trained professionally since 92. My success was with several horses that I have owned, trained, and competed on, and that's given me a unique knowledge. My experience comes from starting colts, teaching basics in barrels, and competing on hundreds of clients' horses and thousands of horses and riders, helping them in barrels and poles. And it's taught me a lot more than the average competitor. My knowledge is how to communicate and cue horses from the very beginning to the end. And it's a lifetime experience. And that is what horsemanship is, a lifetime education. And I hope to teach that to my clients. I've been a full-time coach since 2020, no more training outside horses. I do have that awesome virtual coaching group, and I do lessons daily and clinics all over Florida year-round. I've been asked to go out of state. I haven't quite done that yet, but I'm thinking about it. I love what I do. It's my purpose, passion, and I look forward to helping every horse and rider I meet. My virtual coaching subscription group, again, started in August of 2020. It has had 300 people sign up, over 100 active member. It's in 26 states now and 3 international, Africa and New England. It's an amazing group, and it can help get you to that next level. For a small monthly fee or an annual fee, you can send me one or two videos a week for me to review for you. We also, and that can be of training or competition. You also get video training tips in there, everything from basics to barrels. There's a monthly skill and mindset challenge and a weekly Q&A podcast. There's also the members-only password-protected website with over 300 videos and 12 topics. Each member also gets a Coaching Now space where I store their videos so we can track their progress and set goals to improve. I was born in a little horse town in Southern California called Norco. As kids, we'd get out of school and ride our ponies on the trails they had instead of sidewalks. Tie our ponies up to the Carl's Jr. or the ice cream place and get a snack and ride our ponies home. Like I said, there was trails instead of sidewalks. It was a great way to grow up, but I did move to Colorado when I got married and started TLC. I lived there for 8 years, I think 92 to 99, and moved to Louisiana and with my husband's job in 2000. And then I've been in Florida since 2001. And I've stayed here because that's when my son started school and I never wanted to move again when he started school. So my 30 plus year program offers something for everyone. Like I said, private lessons for the advanced team that wants to shave off tents, or for the beginner who just needs more one-on-one teaching. You can also come for group lessons with 2 to 5 riders for 2 or 3 hours. That's another fun thing to do, or the all day clinics. I offer 3 clinics: barrel racing, pole bending, and horsemanship. And it's a really fun day as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope one of my options will suit your needs. So just give me an email, a phone call, or Facebook message me, and I'd be happy to help you out. I also have a YouTube page, a TikTok, and all the other social networks. So again, I just really hope you enjoyed my book and thank you for tuning in. And that's the final 75 pages of my TLC barrel racing training notebook. that was actually started in, I think, 2000, and I want to say 2008 was when I did the very first one. So anyhow, it's been revised a couple times, but there's still mistakes in it. Like I said, I am a barrel horse trainer. I am not a editor, publisher, or author, but I did my best. So thank you guys. God bless and ride with heart.